Continuing with our top story this morning, the group that organised the event at the centre of the attack at Bondi Beach yesterday was Shabbat Lubavitch, the International Hasidic Jewish Movement. Its spokesman, Rabbi Moti Seligson, joins me now from New York. Rabbi, welcome.
Thank you, Mel.
How is your community reacting to this news today?
We're devastated. We lost a colleague and a friend and a family member. And it's not just one, not just Rabbi Schlanger, but there are others as well. Our prayers are with their families as well as with those who are in the hospital. Healing from their wounds from this devastation.
Tell me a bit about Rabbi Eli Schlanger. He was the head of the mission in Bondi. What's his death going to mean for the community?
Again, devastating. He was the beating heart for the Chabad of Bondi and really for the community there. The event that he put on, it's been going on for a very long time, but he was really the beating heart of the community in Bondi and of this event, which is really the crown jewel of Hanukkah events in the country throughout Australia. And I remember I was in Australia a couple of decades ago in Sydney, and I experienced that menorah lighting on the beach on Bondi. But he really took it to a whole nother level with thousands of participants from all over the area.
Could you tell us a bit about Chabad Lubavitch and what the movement is about?
Sure. Chabad is a Hasidic movement, but it's also the largest Jewish movement in the world today. We have a permanent presence in more than 100 countries, and we're really a home for all Jews. There are millions of Jews throughout the world that participate at Chabad. And they find soul and spirit and teachings and inspiration with Chabad and as a way to connect with their own Judaism.
Rabbi, tell me a bit about the significance of this first night of Hanukkah and what it represents for the Jewish people.
So Hanukkah is the Festival of Lights. It celebrates a miracle some 2,000 years ago in Jerusalem, when the Jewish people in the homeland were oppressed by the Assyrian Greeks, and they defiled the temple. And a militarily weak but spiritually strong Jewish people overcame them militarily. And when they came into the temple, there was only one flask of pure oil left to light the menorah. And that flask miraculously burnt for 8 days. And we celebrate the miracle of Hanukkah today as a miracle of light over darkness and right over might and good over evil. And what we saw in Sydney yesterday was really those two forces coming face to face. And you see righteousness and good in Rabbi Schlanger, and he faced off with evil.
Is this a challenge your movement is seeing around the world? This is obviously an extraordinary attack in Australia's perspective of a scale we haven't seen before. But what about your community around the world? Are you seeing more attacks and more antagonism towards your members in other parts of the world too?
Well, this isn't just a Chabad issue. This is a Jewish issue. I don't think anyone was looking for someone because they were Chabad. It was because they were Jewish. And beyond that, this isn't just a Jewish issue. This is an Australian issue. This kind of thing has been going on largely unchecked for years now. And we're seeing it around the world, and this is something that civilization needs to confront As far as the Jewish community goes, I'm going to turn to Rabbi Schlanger's own words. In response to the rising anti-Semitism in Australia, what he said was that we need to be, quote, be more Jewish, act more Jewish, and appear more Jewish, be more confident and strong, and share that light with confidence and pride, the light of the menorah and everything that it represents.
What support would you like to see from the Australian community and from the Australian government to the Jewish community here in Australia at this time?
Well, on a very practical level, they need to start taking this very seriously, and not just when it gets to the level of assaults and violence, but before that, when it starts with the rhetoric. And this has been going again unchecked for years at this point, and they need to recognize their responsibility and their responsibility in what preceded the events of yesterday, and act on it. As far as the Jewish community is concerned, in Australia in particular, it's important that they realize they're not alone. It's important that all Australians stand shoulder to shoulder with them, and that they know that all of us in the rest of the world, Jewish and not Jewish, just people of good conscience everywhere, are standing with them. And it's important that they light their menorah in their home and have that light shine and dispel the darkness that's out there and restore Australia to the light that it truly is.
Rabbi Seligson, thank you for talking to us this morning. I appreciate that.
Thank you, Mel.